This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Inshallah, let's go ahead and get started. I think I'll have to use the other mic. Yeah.
Done this before. I don't know
what it is. Yeah, but I gotta turn it. It won't turn. Oh, to the other side. Yeah, there we go. Very good. We're figuring it out. All right. So we usually don't use this mic for the talks because it has the echo on it, per Muhammad Ishaq's request. No, he didn't request it. But at the same time, obviously, it doesn't quite have the same, so we for the talks, I particularly don't want any echo, but inshallah, it's not as loud, so we'll go ahead and use it today since, mashallah, we have a lot of folks here today. Okay, so as I was saying, bismillah walhamdulillah, let's go ahead and get started, inshallah. So continuing with our series titled Illuminated, where we are looking at many of the ayat in the Quran that talk about the concept of nur, light. And today, inshallah, we're going to be looking at Surah Ibrahim. We're going to stay in Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, ayah number 5, still in the beginning of the surah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And we've seen this before where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reference the prophets of the past and, you know, tell us about similarly how revelation came to them and how that served as a light of nur, the light and the nur of iman for the people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا, that indeed we sent Moses with our signs. And this refers to a lot of the different miracles and the different signs, the message that the Prophet Musa alayhi salam was sent with. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was similarly given many signs and miracles as well to help him communicate the message and to help convince the people of the truth of the message. The interesting thing, whenever we're going through these verses, I like to kind of touch on a couple of the nuances, the finer points. What's very fascinating and unique is that the signs, the miracles of the Prophet Musa alayhi salam, were things of a more physical nature. Miracles of a more physical nature. The Prophet Musa alayhi salam had a staff that would turn into a serpent. And then the serpent, when he would grab it, would return back to being a staff. The Prophet Musa alayhi salam would take his hand and he would press it under his arm, and when he would bring it out, it was glowing. The Prophet Musa alayhi salam, when he preached to Fir'aun and his people, and they initially would not listen even give it a chance, the message, that different miraculous things started to occur. That in the Quran talks about it. فَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانِ, there were torrential storms that did not desist until they came to Musa alayhi salam and they said, okay, we'll listen to what you have to say, just please make this stop. فَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادِ, that there was an infestation of locusts. وَالْقُمَّلِ, there was an infestation of lice and other kinds of, you know, bugs and pests. وَالْضَفَادِعِ, an infestation of frogs. وَالْدَمْ, all their water was turning to blood. Right? So there were all these signs, miracles of a more physical nature. However, with our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there were some of these miracles and signs of a physical nature. Particularly amongst them, there's a category which is called تَكْثِيرُ الْقَلِيلِ. This was a common reoccurrence in the life of the Prophet ﷺ, and that was there would be something very scarce, and it was a miracle of the Prophet ﷺ that he would pray, he would make dua, and he would ask Allah, and that little bit would become a lot. right? Many famous stories that we've all heard of. The bowl of milk with Abu Huraira. It's barely enough milk for one person to drink. The Prophet ﷺ invites over 70 companions. They are all able to drink from it to their fill, and there's still milk left over. So there were miracle, physical miracles of this nature. However, in large part, the miracles of the Prophet ﷺ, the miracle of the Prophet ﷺ, was not of a physical nature per se, but it was more of a miracle of revelation. The Qur'an is the ultimate miracle of the Prophet ﷺ. That's something so remarkable, so astounding, so breathtaking, so powerful. I mean, you can summarize it by saying, God is talking. For Allah to speak and to send His words to the creation and allow the creation to interact with something divine, His speech, His words. That's the great miracle of the Prophet ﷺ. As the poet says, جَاءَ النَّبِيُّونَ بِالْآيَاتِ فَانْصَرَمَتْ وَجِئْتَنَا بِكِتَابٍ غَيْرِ مُنْصَرِمِ. That's, he says that the prophets came with their miracles, but when those prophets departed, those miracles also departed. But you came with a book that will never expire, that will never leave. And so that is the miracle of the Qur'an. And that's, so here, bi ayatina, it says the signs of Allah. For us, the signs, that's why the verses of the Qur'an are called ayah, ayat. The same word for miracle, the same word for signs. Because these are the ultimate signs and the ultimate miracles that we've been given. So Allah then tells us that we sent the Prophet Musa alayhi salam with the signs and the miracles. And what was the purpose? What was the objective? What was the mission? What was the goal? An akhrij qawmaka min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. That remove your people, extract your people, pull the people out from the layers and layers and layers of darkness that they are buried under, and bring them into the singular glowing illumination, the light of faith and iman. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something very interesting. He says, وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ. And remind them, and I'm going to translate it here literally for a moment, and then I'll explain what it means. And then Allah told the Prophet Musa alayhi salam, remind them, remind the people, your people, of the days of God. The days of God. What does that mean? Right? So, many of the Mufassirin and the scholars explain it. I felt that Imam Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah ta'ala, he wrote on this very eloquently. And he says, وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِنِعَمِهِ عَلَيْهِمْ. Remind them of the days in which they experienced the great blessings of God. فِي إِخْرَاجِهِ إِيَّاهُمْ مِنْ أَسْرِ فِرْعَوْنَ. How he pulled them out of the servitude and the slavery, the clutches of Fir'aun. وَقَهْرِهِ وَظُلْمِهِ وَغَشْمِهِ. And he rescued them from the oppression of Fir'aun and the violence of Fir'aun. وَإِنْ جَائِهِ إِيَّاهُمْ مِنْ عَدْوِهِمْ. And he rescued them from not only Pharaoh, but also the enmity, the animosity, the anger of Pharaoh. وَقَلْفِهِ لَهُمُ الْبَحْرَ. And how he split an ocean. He split the sea for them so that they could walk through on the floor of the ocean. وَتَظْلِيلِهِ إِيَّاهُمْ بِالْغَمَامِ. And when they were walking through the desert with no end in sight, nowhere to take refuge, that Allah sent in clouds to cover them so that they would be comfortable as they made their trek. وَإِنْزَالِهِ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. When they were wandering through the desert and there was no natural resources, no food, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down food from the heavens to feed them every single day. إِلَى غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِنَ النِّعَمِ. And the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala go on and on and on. That's, and there's a similar narration as well from Abdullah ibn Abbas and Ubay ibn Ka'b that the Prophet ﷺ explained himself. He said, وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ بِنِعَمِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. That these are the blessings of Allah. And so, right here is the first point that I want to make here today is that we're talking once again about this concept of coming out of the darkness and coming into the light. Being able to capitalize and capture the illumination that faith provides. But the first step of doing that is, the very first step is you have to become cognizant, you have to become aware, you have to remind yourself of your blessings. That as long as a person lives and exists in this state of frustration, as long as a person lives continuously in this state of ingratitude, just not satisfied, not content, not happy, there's a kind of misery that overtakes a person. When a person is not aware, not cognizant of their blessings, and they can't take a moment to slow things down, sit and reflect and realize how blessed they are, there's a kind of misery that takes over. And that misery leaves a person in the darkness. It's a wall that you have put up between yourself and the light. That the light is shining right outside of that wall, but I can't seem to get through. But that wall is not put there by anyone else other than yourself. And so that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam, you have to bring them out from the darkness into the light, but what they have to do is they have to remember the blessings of Allah. They have to remember the blessings of Allah. That's their job. And then once they realize the blessings of Allah, that's the opening of the door. They've opened the door. Now you can walk them through the door. But you got to get up and open the door. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, "Inna fi dhalika la ayatin li kulli sabbarin shakur." This is the eloquence of the Quran, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summarizes everything up so beautifully, so succinctly, so precisely. Allah says that indeed in this, there are eye-opening realizations. Like this can change your life. But you have to embody two qualities, two characteristics. And that is sabbar and shakur, right? And both of these are what we call ismul mubalagha, right? These are emphatic nouns. It means that you have, first one, sabbar comes from sabr. You know, sabr, it means to be patient, right? To have some restraint. But it's saying sabbar. Now, don't just be patient, be very patient. Have a lot of restraint. Be resilient. And then shakur comes from shukr, which means to be grateful, to have gratitude. But it's not just saying just simply have gratitude. It's saying be extremely grateful. And a little nuance is sabbar means to be very patient. Shakur means to be constantly grateful. And in that is a promise of Allah that Allah will not test you often. But when He does test you, then hold your tongue. Allah will not test you. There will be more blessings than there are hardships. There will be more good times than there are bad times. We're not prophets. We're not prophets. We don't have that kind of expectation of us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was blessed with 7 children. He buried 6 of his 7 children. 6 of his children died in his lifetime. Those are prophets. Ibrahim alayhi salam is being told, leave your family in the middle of nowhere. Then he's being told, sacrifice your son. Then before that he was told, you're going to be thrown into a fire. Good luck. Let's see how you handle it. Subhanallah. Those are prophets. Right? Musa alayhi salam, there's an ocean in front of him and an army behind him. Death seems inevitable. And Allah says, walk into the ocean until the water reaches your knees and then say Bismillah and tap the water with your stick. What? Walk into the court of one of the most vicious, oppressive, tyrannical, barely human individuals that has ever lived and walk up to him and tell him that he's wrong. In his face, like this, point at him and say, you are wrong. Those are prophets. Allah will not test us like that. So Allah says, there won't be many moments where you have to practice patience. But when those moments come, far and few between, be very patient. But blessings, all the time. So constantly be grateful. Constantly be grateful. Every day. 5 times a day. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Reflect and think on your blessings and thank Allah for your blessings. And to conclude, there I'll mention a couple of things. There's a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Inna amr al mu'min kullihi ajabun." There's a few different variations of this. Inna ajaban li amr al mu'min. Inna amrahu kullahu lahu khair. La yaqdi Allahu lahu qada illa kana khayran lahu. That the affair of the believer, the life of a believer, is a remarkable thing. It's a remarkable thing. Why? Everything that Allah decides for the believer is good for him. Everything that Allah decides for this Muslim is good for him or her. In asabathu darra fa sabar fa kana khayran lahu. If Allah has decreed that some hardship should come to his or her life, they practice patience and that is beautiful, that is good for them. وَإِنَ أَصَابَتُهُ سَرَّى. And if Allah has decreed that something good, something easy occurs in their life, شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. They are grateful and that is good for them. قَتَادَ رَحِمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, he said, نِعْمَ الْعَبْدُ عَبْدٌ. نِعْمَ الْعَبْدُ عَبْدٌ. That the best servant of God is the slave of Allah, the servant. إِذَا ابْتُلِيَ صَبَرًا. Whenever he or she is tested, they are strong, they are resilient, they are patient. وَإِذَا أُعْطِيَ شَكْرًا. And when they are given something, then they say Alhamdulillah and they thank Allah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to constantly reflect on and remember the blessings of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us strength and resilience in our faith. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminate us with the light and the nur of iman. May Allah give us the ability to practice everything we've said and heard. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Nashhadu la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. I have a couple of quick announcements, if everyone can bear with me for just another 30 seconds, inshallah. First and foremost, as I mentioned at Jumu'ah, I have been practicing my own kind of sabr. I have practiced constraint at the behest of my friends here at Qalam. But I very humbly and very, kindly and, at the same time, very emphatically present before you that alhamdulillah, this entire endeavor that you have before you, the campus, the masjid, all these scholars, all the knowledge, all the good and the khair that you're experiencing here, this is a part of a bigger vision and a bigger mission. And alhamdulillah, by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always first. But then secondly, through the support of the community, we've been able to get this far. There's a whole lot more that we, inshallah, plan on doing and hope on doing. And all of that will be for the benefit of the community, for y'all's benefit. So we ask you to, inshallah, be our partners in this endeavor. And secure your own sadaqah jariyah by contributing to the work that we're doing, inshallah. So if you go to either the website, supportqalam.com, on your way out, you can stop at the table. There are boxes, there are kiosks there where you can donate as well. You can go to the website and donate as well. But we ask you to, inshallah, during this blessed month of Ramadan, to give, to contribute, to donate, and secure your sadaqah jariyah so that we can continue to do this work and do even way more work than we're already doing. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, bidnillah. Jazakumullah khairan. The second thing that I wanted to mention quickly is that in line with that, alhamdulillah, it's the weekend, it's the month of Ramadan, so on the weekend, we try to, do a little bit more, because we know people have a little bit more time and a little more flexibility. So inshallah, we have a lot of programs this weekend that you can benefit from. First and foremost, right now, as Taraweeh will resume, you can continue to pray, inshallah, with the Taraweeh. But at the same time, we have a program at Roots that's called Ramadan Nights, where every Friday night we have one of the scholars here at Qalam. Today it'll be Sheikh Mikael Smith, inshallah, where they'll be having a discussion. This discussion is mainly geared towards the college students in our community. Alhamdulillah, we try to provide different programs for different demographics in the community. So any of our young brothers and sisters who are here, inshallah, please come back there and join us for the program. And after that program is done, by the time the Taraweeh will be done here as well, around 11:30, 11:45 p.m., we're going to have the late night tafsir session on that we have every Friday night in Ramadan with, again, Sheikh Mikael. Inshallah, he'll be sleeping tomorrow. So Sheikh Mikael will do the late night tafsir session covering the verses of Iman, the ayat about faith and faithfulness from the Quran, from the Book of Allah. So a lot of programs here tonight, inshallah. We hope that you'll join us. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Oh, the difference? Sabur fihi mudawama. Was sabbar fihi mubalaga. Sah. Both of them mubalaga.